This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 5th, 2012, episode 524, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse people.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Well, good morning, everybody. We're glad you're here joining us on this Monday morning. We did record this show a little ahead. It's a new show that Jamie and I are doing here today, but we recorded it a little ahead because Jennifer and I are traveling from Louisiana home today, and Jamie's recovering from the show, which I'm sure she won first place in.
So how'd
you do in the show you haven't done yet?
Exactly. It's weird sitting here, Glenn, because it's like, how did I do? Oh my gosh. Like, just thinking about this made me nervous. Thinking like, this is going to air after the weekend of doing my third training level, where the second one I got eliminated on cross country. So we're hoping I'm going to come back and be like, oh my God, I kicked some Southern California horse booty and I came in the top five. But I could also just be like, well, I'm going to pay my trainer to ride him for a while.
Is this your last big show of the year or last show of the year?
It is. Yeah. This is the Galway Downs culmination of, like, they have a 1, 2, and 3 star there this weekend. It's crazy. Even on cross country, I think we talked about it, they're supposed to have 3 different bands playing at 3 different water jumps on cross country.
That's right. Well, that'll be interesting.
So I'll let you know Wednesday how that went.
Are they actually playing during the show, during the day when they're riding?
Yes. Do you know how much my little crazy pony is going to flip out if he goes by and somebody's hitting the drums?
The drums or the tuba.
Oh, good Lord.
Trumpet blasting full blast. I have never heard of that before.
No, this is a new deal. They just got some new investors. And so they have planted 500 trees. They're going crazy getting everything. It's going to be one big party. So I'm actually leaving on Wednesday, last Wednesday, and I'm coming back yesterday. It's so weird. This is weird. I can't wrap my brain around it. Anyway, I hope I did good. Yay, me.
Well, we'll find out this Wednesday, 2 days from now, how you did. And we'll also go over the Breeders' Cup, because the Breeders' Cup was over the weekend, too. And we all picked our top races, and we all did our picks, and we hope you did as well. So we're going to find out who won that little contest with all the Breeders' Cup races over the weekend, too. We'll talk about that on Wednesday as well. It was just bad timing that we happened to be coming back from our trip.
Right. Yeah, this is a crappy Monday to miss. This is a big,
sorry,
big deal. Sorry, you guys. Life goes on. Move on.
It does. All right. Let's find on today's show. Can you make believe you're Jennifer? Or do you want me to? Because Jennifer's not with us today. So how about if I do this?
I'll be Jennifer right now.
Okay, go ahead.
On today's show, we're going to have some ridiculous word that I don't understand, and then we're going to talk to somebody about the bling bands for helmets. It's going to be our holiday gift pick of the week, and then some more words that I don't understand, and then we're going to talk to Leslie of Horse Nation, and then before we go, we're going to talk about, and she's going to say some big word about some other type of species that zebras are, and we're going to talk to Dominique from Norco, California about zebras, and then more words that we don't understand, and then back to us.
That's it. You got it right. Oh, what holiday is it? It's probably National Oreo Day or something, right?
Let's go with that.
Okay.
That sounds
National
good.
Oreo Day to everybody. Yeah, eat your Oreos today. Well, now it is time for my Daily Whinny. Well, Well, My Daily Winnie goes out to our good friends Michelle and Rick Bergeron for putting us up over the weekend at Wright Lead Equestrian Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm sure we had a terrific time. I don't know yet because we're recording. I'm sure we had a wonderful time, and they fed us very well because he is a Cajun cook. So I'm sure that we ate very well and saw lots of cool things. So thank you to Michelle and Rick for putting us up. And now it's your turn.
All right. Well, I would like to give my daily Winnie to Galway Downs for providing me with such an epic, awesome weekend of horse riding where I clearly won first place. So thank you, Galway Downs. Did I just jinx myself?
I think so. I think you did. Who's the guy we have on all the time that's the power of positive thinking guy?
Yeah, Daniel Stewart.
Daniel Stewart, be very proud of you. Look, you're visualizing.
I am visualizing that I did very well. At least after the last one, I would just like to finish. That's it.
You did pretty well in the last one. You did. Look at it this way. It's a glass half, actually 3/4 full, 2/3 full, because you got through dressage and show jumping just fine.
Oh, great. Those are the ones I don't worry about, Glenn.
You did great. It was just fine.
Well, I've got a great happy ending story for you, Glenn. You know how we highlight every month a horse from New Vocations, which is off the track thoroughbreds or standardbreds? Well,
did you adopt another one?
No, I did not. But the one we highlighted last time, do you remember his name was Mugger Hugger?
Oh, yeah.
So he's a cute little bay thoroughbred. I think he was a little bit sassy, but they went ahead and we highlighted him on our show. And not through New Vocations, through somebody's blog that I clicked on somebody else's Facebook, and I ended up finding this story. And it's called themuggerhugger.blogspot.com. And I'm like, wait a second. There's no other mugger huggers in the world besides this one that was off the track that we highlighted. And it's a story of the girl that adopted the mugger hugger, and she has a blog, and it's all going to be about the mugger hugger, and it's so stinking cute. It's themuggerhugger.blogspot.com, and she goes about talking at the beginning, where she's like, hey, you know, I found myself another animal, and talks about going to New Vocations and looking at their different facilities. And she set up an appointment to go to their Ohio facility and meet a bunch of animals. And she, of course, you know, had exactly what she wanted in mind and ended up going with Mugger Hugger instead, kind of thing. But she's an eventer, and she wanted a horse that looked like it would be, you know, built for the job. And as we knew, he really was a nice uphill, great shoulder on him, just looks like a jumper. So at any rate, the last blog that I saw, she was waiting for him to be delivered. So I'm sure there's an update at this point, but if you want to follow along with it, it's just a cute little blog, and it's talking about the mugger hugger. So another success story.
Hey, I think everyone that has been highlighted on the shows was adopted out before they came on again.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. And I would love to have read on this blog that, oh my gosh, I totally heard them talk about this horse on this radio show called Horses in the Morning. And yeah, but no.
No. I know they have had some calls from our listeners, though.
Well, how could I, and me, if only they had had one of the New Vocations out here in Arizona, I'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. Chad can be happy you don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's get on with our first guest here today. We're going to start something starting this week, because guess what? It's only 8 weeks until Christmas right now.
Yeah,
8 weeks. It's 3 weeks till Thanksgiving. I mean, that's coming up quick. Well, we're going to do a holiday gift pick of the week, and we're going to try and Jamie and I are going to try and pick out things that you may not have seen before. They're horse-related things somehow, but they're things that are a little bit different or unusual. We're going to try and find some different stuff for you, and we're just going to highlight one a week. These are not paid advertisers. These are just things that we found that we thought would be kind of cool. And I kind of picked out the first one, and it is called Bling Bands for Helmets. And we're going to get on the lady who makes these things by the name of Emily Wigley to talk about them right now. Well, hi, Emily, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Well, you are our first holiday gift pick of the week for the holiday season here. And I picked it because one of the things I did a couple years ago was I went to the helmet symposium put on by Riders for Helmets on how to get more people to wear helmets. And one of the topics that came up, Emily, was fashion. That, you know, we had a couple of the national hunter jumper riders there. We had some dressage riders, and they're all like, you know, we need these things to be more fashionable. If they become fashionable, people will wear them. Well, you're out to help do that, aren't you?
I sure am.
Well, tell us about Bling Bands for Helmets. What are they?
All right. Well, Bling Bands for Helmets are kind of like what they sound like they should be. They're basically a jewelry band for your helmet. They work great for men, women, kids, adults. They're just terrific. They come in three styles. One style is the jewelry chain, and the next one is the rhinestone, and then the last one is the conchos. So the jewelry chain bling bands basically is a jewelry grade, and that just means that it's either silver plate or gold-filled chain. They come in different styles. They're very cool, and it has an elastic band that's commercially attached to the jewelry chain, and so it just goes over your helmet just like a hat band would go on a cowboy hat. So the part that's the jewelry is in the front right above your visor. And the only difference between any of these and the others is the conchos are a little bit different because the conchos, being bigger and being kind of like giant pretty silver buttons, they're attached to a suede, a black suede band. So they just look really snappy when they're up on a hat. So that's pretty much a bling band.
And these look really good, I would think, on the Charles Owens hats. Anything that kind of looks velvety, they'll really stand
absolutely out,
I would think. Yeah.
They look beautiful. One of the things actually that made us really excited when we started pumping them out is how very nice they look on either sort of the suede, the micro suede look helmets like a Charles Owen. They look excellent on a black velvet for a classic show hat. And they even look for kids particularly. They look really fun on pretty much anything. I mean, you could slap one on a plastic shell, IRH, or a Toxel, and they still look really cute. They're really fun.
Jamie, you know what I think is going to be? What I think your next thing has to be, Emily, is brow bands. Blingy brow bands are huge right now, too. You get the brow bands matching the helmet, and then I can see people going for that.
Absolutely. That is phase two, bling bands for horses.
Yeah.
First we're bling bands for helmets, and bling bands for horses is coming very close behind on the heels.
I can see that, can't you, Jamie? Seeing the matching, matchy-matchy.
Yeah, you could be matchy-matchy with your horse, like match your helmet to their brow band. Now that is just so fashion-forward, I don't even know where to start. But I got a question. How does this work? Is it an elastic band?
Yep.
Is it, what are they... Is it real metal? Is it
metal? So the chains or the conchos are real metal, and like I said, they're jewelry grade, so they're really nice quality, especially nice quality for the price. And then that is simply the front piece, and the back piece, it's all just a big circle like a hairband. The back piece is elastic, so you just stretch it over the helmet, and that's why they're one size fits all. They work great. I have yet to find a helmet that they don't fit, and I've done everything from little tiny helmets on a 2-year-old, which was a little tiny size, 6.5, all the way up to a big whopper, big man pumpkin size hat, which was a 7 5/8. It was a whopper, something like that, 7 3/4.
My size.
Anyway, your size, exactly. My husband's size. I use his for, his is my model for the big guys. Yeah, so it just stretches over and they stay put. You can jump in them. You can, you know, go up and down killer hills. You can ride in them in any weather. They stay put. It's just a wonderful hat band designed to stay on your helmet, make it fun, elegant, snappy, whatever your look is, this will work.
I like the fact too, Jamie, that it's not permanently attached, so you're not ruining your helmet
exactly.
in any way. It comes on and off.
Exactly.
You can choose to wear it or not wear it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can switch them back and forth, too. Like, I use a different helmet for dressage than I do for show jumping. So the fact that I can put it on either one of them works really well.
Absolutely.
So is this something that is more for designed for one sport more than any other? Because this seems to me like, and noticing the price point on it, it seems something that would be very popular in the hunter jumper world.
You know, it's absolutely, I guess I would say it's not discipline specific. It's been so much fun. We just hit the market with these on a very limited local retail level. I'm in the Seattle, Washington area. So I did a lot of horse shows this summer with them, and it was really fun to see who picked them up. And honestly, I cannot say that it's mostly dressage or it's mostly this or it's mostly that. It's amazing. I think I've probably sold one in every, you know, segment that I can imagine, and certainly more in others. Probably the statistics would probably show that the most we have sold, that where people have been, you know, real forthcoming with what they're going to wear it for, it's been dressage, which is really interesting. I know I had a gal, one of the first ones that I sold that was one of the clear rhinestones, which are so elegant and beautiful. The first ones that I sold, I asked the gal, because she bought the rhinestones, and then she also bought the gold hearts, which is the gold, it's a gold flat link heart-shaped chain. It's beautiful, and it's also really cute, but from a distance, it just gives this little touch of gold, so it's very subtle. Anyway, I asked this woman, you know, where are you going to wear them? And she said, the heart one will be for fun and for schooling, and also her daughter was there, and she said, and I know my daughter will wear it, she said, and then the clear, beautiful rhinestone, she said, I'm going to wear that when I debut my mare at fourth level. So I thought, right on, good for her. So cool. Kind of everywhere.
Well, very good. You can find these at blingbandsforhelmets.com. They're in the $30 to $50 range, depending on what you buy?
Exactly. Okay. $32.95 to $49.95.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you being on, and I hope everybody can check it out. They're brand new to the market, so if you want to get somebody a gift that they have not seen in the store before and something that's going to surprise them, then this is the gift to take a look at. So, Bling Bands for Helmets. Thank you, Emily.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Now, do you actually spend a whole lot of time on Christmas gifts and buying and all that? Or are you kind of like me where it's kind of last minute?
I try to get it, like, I'll get it all done way ahead of time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I hate you. I really do.
Like, I've already got, like, Chad's parents done, and I just found a couple things that I can pick up off, and I use Groupon Goods. That's really been helpful.
Yeah, that
last year and this year.
They have some good prices, too.
Yeah, like, I found these really gorgeous earrings. They're, like, blue stone, and Chad's mom loves blue stone, for, like, $12 or $75 earrings.
You know, half the audience is saying they hate you right now, too. You know that, don't you?
I can't stand to be in a rush. And then, you know, it probably comes, Glenn, from being cheap. And that is because I hate paying, like, extra shipping to rush it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, if you have to rush it, and then I then have to mail it somewhere because nobody lives near me. So I either have to mail it to Chad's family, which is in Oklahoma. I just totally told what one of her Christmas gifts was. Wow. Good thing she didn't listen. Okay.
That is a good point.
I'm like, oh, my God, I totally found these cute topaz earrings on Groupon.
Do you want me to cut that part out or leave it? She doesn't listen, so we're fine. Now, if it's your mother, we'd be in trouble because she listens.
Yeah, good thing I didn't say what I got from my mom. But no, it totally did not come off Groupon. It was so expensive. I paid so much money for it. Actually, I made some gifts for a family when I was in Spain. I was like, Chad, we're doing this for everybody now. He's like, it's May. Why are you doing Christmas gifts? I'm like, just get it done.
My mother-in-law, Pat, is the same way. And she does listen, so I can't say anything. Hi, Pat. And she's always and I'm terrible. I'm awful. And she's always asking me for a list of things I want. And I never get it to her till like December 15th. And she has everybody's done by August. You know, she's that kind that really has it done ahead of time. And I admire her, you guys.
And that makes that begs the question, though, is giving a list the way to actually do this. I you know, like my mother-in-law has also asks for a list of things that we would like, and then she will go out and buy those things on said list. Now, does that take away the surprise? Does that take away the thought?
Well, you get exactly what you want.
Yeah. I have a hard time asking for things, though.
Like, I do, too.
I don't want to be like, buy me this.
That's why I never get it to her until December 15th. It's like, and the other problem is, you know, when you're at the point like you guys are and like we are, if you want something, you go buy it, you know? Yeah. So it's not like you're holding out for something for Christmas.
Well, I learned a long time ago, like, say when I was 3 years old and all I wanted was a pony. All I wanted was a pony. I, for some reason, I thought there would be a pony in front of the Christmas tree when I came out in the morning. Never happened. And I have learned, don't wait. If you want something, go get it.
That's right. It's because never, the pony's never going to be there. That's
you're right. Going to be disappointed. There's no pony on Christmas. Santa did not put a pony in the back of his little sleigh and drop it down the chimney just for you.
Did I ever tell you about the... speaking of ponies for gifts, did I ever tell you one of the coolest things that we ever did for a little guy? When we were doing our shows, we did medieval feasts when we had the acting company. And we did it in a castle. It was a restaurant, but it was actually a castle in Reading, Pennsylvania. It's called Stokesay Castle. And my jester had little kids back then that played little jesters. They actually did magic and things, and they were like 8 years old. And Simon was one of the little jesters. Well, he wanted to get Simon a pony for his birthday. So he said to Jennifer and I, can you find him a pony? We found him the perfect little white pony. I mean, little 11-hand white pony. And he knew nothing about it. We actually transported it to 2 hours from our farm to the castle. We hid it until the show, at the point where we were going to give him his gift in the show. And the castle actually gave us permission, with a diaper, to bring the little pony right up the aisle to the king's table. And we actually gave it to him right in the show. And he thought it was a gag. He just couldn't accept the fact that it was going to be his. And his dad picked him up and put him on the pony. And they walked him out with him on this jester, little tiny jester, on the pony. And he was thrilled. And then we actually delivered the pony up to his farm. And they were just thrilled. It was the cutest thing you've ever seen.
And how old is this kid?
He was like eight. Yeah, in a little jester outfit.
Let me just tell you how many people hate that kid right now. Those of us who year after year after year wanted a pony and never got a stinking pony, and some kid just gets a stupid pony, gets his dad like, hey, get my kid a pony. Now, I don't mean to one-up your story.
Yes.
But just a fun little Christmas story. And I will actually, by the time this airs, I will find this video and attach it onto our Facebook page.
Okay.
Because this is the coolest thing. My friend Dennis, he and I went to high school together. And his parents were kind of like everybody's parents. Everybody loved his parents. And Dennis's mom is one of the sweetest women in the world. And she's probably got to be, I hate to say this, but she's got to be close to 70 now. Well, about two Christmases ago, I guess all her entire life, all she wanted was a pony for Christmas. And she talked about a pony up until she was 70 years old. She wanted a pony. So her husband contacted a pony ride place, and when she came out at the age of late 60s, I was close to 70, walked out and there was a pony in her backyard. Now, they put her on the pony and walked her around. She just squealed and squealed and squealed in delight. Now, obviously, she didn't keep the pony. She lived in a subdivision, but the fact that they had provided a pony for her one Christmas morning after waiting 70 years of coming out Christmas morning and there's no pony, and finally there was a pony at Christmas. She's like, ah, pony. And it's all on video, so I will find that and I will post it on Horses in the Morning by the time this show airs.
That's cute. That is really there. We had both ends of the spectrum, a little 8-year-old jester and the 70-year-old woman who had it on her bucket list.
I would like to say that I am, I just turned 35, and I would not like a pony for Christmas.
Yeah, I think
please,
you have a few.
Have enough.
I would, though. I think I'd like a pony for Christmas. I have this cart. I have the cart and everything. I just don't have the pony to pull it. So maybe, well, you never know. It's coming up. 8 weeks, everybody. Let's go to take our break for our title sponsor today is Omega Alpha, and we'll be right back with Leslie of Horse Nation.
Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And I have on the line here Kyle Carter, who is an international eventer and well-known throughout the eventing world, who uses Omega Alpha products. Kyle, I understand that you started using Omega Alpha about a year ago.
Yeah, I've been using it for about a year and have noticed a remarkable difference in the horses that have been on it. And then if they've come off of it, the horse's health always has been better on it. It's one of the few supplement companies that I wholeheartedly believe in.
Well, thank you, Kyle. You know, Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. Look for all of their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Horses in the Morning. Again, let us remind you that this is actually pre-recorded, and I hate doing this. I just can't stand
You're
it.
You're more of a live girl.
I can't lie. I'm the worst liar in the world. I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting, and it happened like a week ago. I can't take it. All right, well, let's go ahead and get Leslie from horsenation.com. We'll say hello to her. And I usually say good morning, and I'm usually sitting here in my pajamas and because it's 6 a.m. for me. Well, I'm sitting here in real clothes. I've already ridden two horses and taught a lesson. So good afternoon. In the morning, Leslie.
Hey, happy hour.
Oh, my God. It's almost that time.
Totally that time.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, how are you? I hear that we are actually calling you in the middle of, like, another job.
Yeah, I do some freelance copywriting on the side. So I was in the office today, which is weird. I'd always rather be not in the office. But it's always have to, like, put on real clothes and get out of the pajamas and, you know.
Between the two of you, I think you spend half your life in your pajamas.
And the other half in breeches.
Well, exactly. But that's why we buy cute pajamas. Hello.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, hello.
All right, Leslie. So something that's been going on over at horsenation.com is something that really perplexes Glenn.
Yes,
he
I don't get
is
it.
So confused about this little Korean man who sings and dances, dress sharp and dance poorly, I think is his whole phrase. Now, what do you guys have to do with Gangnam Style?
Well, so Glenn, just to debrief you a little bit, and anyone else out there that's living in a cave.
me, you got it right.
Gangnam Style is it's a song performed by this South Korean rapper named Psy, P-S-Y, that went viral on YouTube in August and has since had something like 530 million views on YouTube. I think it's the most. The Guinness Book of World Records actually just confirmed it as the most liked video in YouTube history. So,
wow.
But, you know, so everyone's seen this video except for Glenn. Well, I guess you've seen it, but you don't appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Yeah, it's.
But there's been all of these parodies and spinoffs and people remaking the video, which features largely this ridiculous invisible horse riding dance. So people have been doing remakes of the video, including, of course, actual horse people, because part of the video takes place in either a barn aisle or an indoor arena, which is bizarre, right?
Okay, yeah. When you think South Korea, you don't think indoor arena. Okay?
No.
And I got to tell you that this video, Glenn, just to jump in, has been remade on Saturday Night Live. They have remade, they actually had the guy, they had Psy actually come to Saturday Night Live. I just heard this spinning on the top 40 radio station here today. So, I mean, from YouTube to like number one smash hit all over the world. This thing is so huge. So I guess horse people are embracing this, huh?
Yeah, they're embracing it. And we actually have posted a few videos on the site of different, I think the Rocky Mountain horse show folks Horse Show Association did a really super parody of it, and there's another barn that we had on there, Clevermore, I believe, that did a cute interpretation of it, and so I don't know, it's fun,
well,
it's a phenomenon.
I just looked at YouTube, and this the one video, the main one, I think, it's him doing it in concerts at 27 million. views. And let's see if we can hear a little bit of it. I don't know if I can.
You have to skip through a little bit.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoop on Gangnam Style.
I bet you this guy never, ever dreamed that he would be the hit of the world.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it is a catchy song.
Oh, my God. There must be 5 million people in this audience. It's not even in English. How am I supposed
to? I know. It's Korean. Hello. Yeah. And all, you know, my husband was stationed in Korea for about a year and a half. And he watches the video and he's like, yup. That's Korea. That's it. That's exactly what it is. In that video, that is South Korea. There you go. Period. End of story.
I'm telling you, there must be a million people in this audience. It's a huge, huge, huge arena. There you go. Well, that's very cool. Now I understand it a little bit more. I'm still not sure I get it, but...
You don't have to get it.
I'm too old.
You just have to appreciate
I'm
it.
Too
so
old.
There you go. Yeah. So Leslie, I know we're trying to kind of keep up to date on things over on Horse Nation. I know we're fast forwarding a little bit or rewinding a little bit in this case. I would like to tell you that when I go to the grocery store or the liquor store or the Total Wine and More, whatever you go to, the only education I have on wines and the only taste that I have on wines is the only thing I will do is if there is a horse on the label, I will buy it. I specifically look for horses on the label.
Do you realize that the horses are not stomping the grapes? You do realize that, right?
It doesn't matter. They appreciate horses.
This is acceptable behavior, Jamie, and never let anyone tell you otherwise.
Thank
totally.
You.
Yeah.
There's one called The Show, and it's got a bucking horse, and it looks like the cowboy's trying to get bucked off, and it's called The Show. You have to do that one, too, because that one's really good. But Horse Heaven Hills sounds pretty tasty as well, because actually, horse is not only on the label, it's in the name. So that's double whammy right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, we reviewed that one, the Horse Heaven Hills. Kirsten Collins does most of our wine reviews. I think I wrote the first one because it's kind of like a little dream of mine. Like, I love my job, but I think I would be such a good... I mean, can you imagine being a wine critic? You just say, write all these sort of flowery descriptions.
And they get more flowery the more wine you criticize.
Exactly. Like,
no. You have to spit it out. And then you get to say things like...
Ask Leslie if she spits it out. You ask her.
No. And that's why I thought. Be a wine critic.
That's called alcohol abuse. And you get to say things like, it has a hint of nutty Edam cheese. I mean,
yeah.
Who says that?
No, it doesn't. No, there's no cheese in that wine. No.
Jennifer does that. She has this science of wine taste, and she does this swirly thing, and she talks about afternotes and all of that, and I'm going, tastes like wine.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, just tastes like wine.
That does not surprise me that Jennifer does that.
Uses big words, you know, things like that, and I'm going, yep, tastes like red wine.
Tastes good. So you guys review wine, but you review specific wine. Go ahead.
Specific wines. They have to, I mean, really the prerequisite is a horse on the label, a name that's horsey, like Bridalwood is a California wine, 14 Hands, I think we've done that one. Or if there's a wine that's specific to something that's going on, like I think she did a Canadian wine correlation with Beaumont when Beaumont was going on. So, but there's always some sort of horsey connection.
Now I really need a drink.
It is that time of day. Now, are you guys white or red? White or red?
Red.
What's that?
Are you white or red? White or red wine?
I think it depends. It could go either way. It depends on my mood. It depends on the season. It depends on what I'm eating with it. If I'm eating, I mean, You know, and not
I knew Jamie was going to say red, and I'll tell you why. Because we disagree on a lot of things. You know, I don't know how
really?
We do the. I don't know how we do the show together because we don't watch the same shows. We don't listen to the same music. The only thing we really have in common is horses, and apparently we don't have wine in common either. Because I'm a sweet white guy.
Ooh, gross! No.
See, okay. I told you.
I want the biggest, driest red you can find. And the thing is, I'm classy enough, Glenn, to know that, you know, if it's really, really hot, Arizona summer, red wine is not the greatest thing. So that's when you would usually, I would, you know, potentially chill a Pinot Grigio and put that in the fridge and have a nice refresh. No, I just put ice in my Cabernet because I'm classy.
I see that. That's funny.
Ice that puppy down, man. Summertime.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I really like is champagne for no good reason.
Oh, you and me both.
I love making a scene in a restaurant, popping and like Happy New Year. Wait, it's October.
You and me both.
How do we not
drink it for breakfast and it's acceptable?
Oh my god,
champagne is magic.
How do we not hang out every weekend? I don't get it. If you were on this half of the country, we would be BFFs forever.
See, do you like champagne, Jamie? We might agree on something. You like champagne? I love champagne. I do love champagne.
Dry, not sweet.
Oh, sweet. Bubbly and sweet.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for joining us here on this afternoon drinking version of Horses in the Morning.
When people are listening to this actually in the morning, they're going to be like, what?
Yeah. Have a champagne, everybody.
Mimosas for everybody. All right. Well, thank you. We will talk to you again next week.
Mimosas are good.
Okay, take care.
All right. Bye.
Well, we're going to take a break here for Equestrian Collections. Speaking of holidays, that's a place you definitely want to check out for your holiday shopping. And we're going to come back with one of our favorite guests, Dominique Ferrero of Zebras R Us out there in California. She's coming on to tell us what's going on and what's new with the wild exotic animals of California. Hi, Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I'm with Debbie from Equestrian Collections. How are you, Debbie?
Hi, Glenn. I'm just great. And this week, I wanted to feature something that we have on our website, www.equestriancollections.com. You know, a lot of people say, are you only online? Well, you know what? We have taken care of that for you. We are online, but we're also catalogs online. If you go to our website and at the very top of the page of the homepage, you will see a little box that says catalogs. You click on that and all the catalogs from our different vendors come up. All you have to do is click on any one of them and it opens up just like a book. It's just really cool. You just click at the bottom of the page and the page turns as if you were looking at a catalog, you know, sitting there in bed or something. But the best part of this kind of catalog is if you click on it and we have this item available, all you have to do is click on it. It takes you right over so you can order it right there. So it's very convenient, and you can look at all the different things and just spend all day doing that if you'd like, because we've got plenty of them.
I do really like that the fact that you're looking at the manufacturer's catalog, and if you guys have it, you can just click on it. It takes you to the order page. If you don't have it, it just pops up with a little thing that says item not available, so you know exactly what you can get and what you can't get.
That's exactly right, and that's such a help, too, because, you know, if we can't get it, then you can't get it. So here we go. You'll know right away if you can get it from us.
Very good. That's go to equestriancollections.com, the catalogs tab at the top of the page at equestriancollections.com. Dominique, our friend from Zebras R Us, how are you?
Doing great, guys.
So good to talk to you again. Last time I talked to you, it was literally 3 a.m, and you had just, well, you didn't just have a baby. One of your zebras had just had a baby.
Yep. We were having babies, and it's kind of sad to say the month of November, you know, things start winding down, and we're getting ready for next year and all of our new colts coming in, and so it's always bittersweet November, December, because my little babies have left the nest.
How many little babies did you have this year of all different types?
Oh, my goodness. This year was an extraordinary year for zebras. I ended up raising, I think the number was 27 foals.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't expecting that.
I mean, just huge. We had 11 zebras go to Africa. We have...
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Jamie, yeah. She's shipping zebras back to Africa. You're shipping zebras back to Africa?
Yes, we are. It's amazing. The client wanted domestic gentle zebras, and he searched the world for them, and he came out and saw our zebras and was fascinated with them, and his order from 4 turned to 6, and then he ended up, total head count was 11.
Wow. Now, about the ones that you raise, you call them domestic, and I guess are they hand-raised. Do they, I guess it's kind of like imprinting a foal. Are they easier to handle through life if you birth them and hand-raise them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've learned by trial and error, and it's so amazing. We have a great program now. This last year, we actually ended up fostering our zebras on horses and donkeys. So no more bottle feeding, no more bucket feeding. We're not doing any of that because the animal becomes socially awkward. So now we have zebras that act like horses. I mean, they're just amazing. The horse walks up to you for love, and then the little zebra walks up to you for love. They don't know any different.
Wow. Wow, that is so cool.
Really neat. It's so fun.
And then I've also seen Facebook updates from you where you have said things like, I've got a draft horse, a camel, and a zebra in the horse trailer. What are you doing with all those different animals, and how do you get them all in the same trailer together?
Well, zebras are us. I don't know if you guys have noticed, we actually got a new website, and I have an amazing marketer. So we have been so busy that we're expanding the company. We've bought 2 more horse trailers. Well, they're custom trailers. They're actually camel trailers. We had one done.
Do they have holes in the top for the camel necks? No? No?
Yeah. No, but it's actually 8.5 feet tall, and we have...
Oh, my gosh.
Just different contraptions for these little different animals. So it's pretty fun. I mean, we'll do anything. We can do any animal, you know, anything you guys are thinking of, we can definitely get our hands on.
Wow. Okay, so I'm here on your new website, zebrasrus.com, and it says here at Zebras R Us, I immediately went to the for sale section, and I noticed on the for sale section that somebody is petting a mountain lion, and there's like some, you know, those little mini cows that you have, there's a camel, there's a lion, and then there's a lemur. I want the lemur.
Oh my gosh, lemurs are so much fun. They're like, we call them little jack-in-the-boxes. They're little sleeping monsters. They're fun. They're crazy. They have such great, crazy little personalities. They're pretty fun. They're pretty fun. And I've had the opportunity through my entertainment work with movies to actually interact with mountain lions and lemurs. And I was just playing with 2 baboons 2 weeks ago for a movie. So it's pretty interesting.
Okay, I also remember last time we talked, I told you I really wanted a giraffe. That's still on the wish list. I would also like to add a sloth because I really think that a baby sloth would really complete the family.
You and 900 other people that I got a call from today.
What? Seriously?
I'll put you on the waiting list.
Wow. Oh, all right.
It's amazing. I just picked up, our company is actually a satellite rescue now to a little sister company called HeavenHelpUsRescue.org, and she specialized in domestic animals, horses, you know, donkeys and such like that, and she got such a high volume for people that had exotics that they didn't know where to go with them after the cute cuddly thing wore off. So now we're actually fostering exotics. We have 2 zebras here that are from a rescue. We actually are in the process of getting a few camels, and I mean, it's a great thing that these animals have somewhere to go afterwards. So I picked up a zebra last week, and there were 2 giraffes there, and I thought of you. Now, I don't know if my camel trailer will do that, but we could definitely work something out.
That'd be funny. You pull up to Jamie's house in Arizona there, her one-story house, and you see the zebra head behind the house poking up over, seeing who's home. That'd be fun. I'm looking at something here. I am looking at Thunder. That would that Frisian with all that hair, it's a big black Frisian with all that hair, would look really good pulling my carriage.
Hey, that would be pretty cool. That would be cool. That's... I don't know if you'd have enough money to buy the cart after you got the horse, though.
Yeah, that's true. I noticed it's not cheap. This one's a little out of my price range, Thunder. He's pretty, though.
So, if you guys have been looking on our Facebook, we actually started, we moved to a new location.
Where did you?
On, 22 acres now, just south of where we were at. And we're open to the public. It's called Safari Barn. com, and we do birthday parties, meet and greets, and we've got for the lineup today, as I walk outside, we have 4 subspecies of cattle, we've got 3 subspecies of zebra, 10 breeds of rare horses, 4 breeds of camelids, which are the camels, but we have different breeds. We have mini donkeys, turkeys, and check up, we're going to have amazing updates. So like November, we're welcoming Steve. And what would Steve be? Steve is an American alligator.
Oh, my God, Dominique, you're crazy.
You're nuts.
Yep, an alligator. We're getting a new camel. So it's pretty exciting. It just keeps leading on to new things.
You're nuts.
It's fun. It's so much fun. We're having a blast with it. And it, the greatest part is that half of these animals are rescued. So, I mean, these are animals that people honestly don't know where to go with them. And now they're going to have a great home where we're going to do educational demonstrations and people can actually see them in a good environment.
I have to say, on behalf of all the horse husbands out there, your husband, who happens to be a farrier too, your husband has to be the best. I'm giving him the title of America's Horse Husband because he has to put up with you and your obsession for every weird, strange animal that comes along.
I think he shoes horses so he can leave in the morning.
Get away from you.
Oh, man, it's so fun. We have fun. He just helped me. We had a big event this last weekend, and we actually have a little white mini mule, and he helped me decorate it. And what does that mean? That means we actually took watercolor and painted it blue with pink polka dots.
Oh, my God.
He held it, and I sprayed it. He's great.
Now, are you doing anything special at the Safari Barn for Christmas?
We are. We're actually going to do a Christmas tree lot. You're going to get a tree, and you're going to get to tour our ranch of exotic animals.
Yeah. Hey, Dominique, we want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And Zebras Are Us, and does Safari Barn have a website?
It does. It's safaribarn.com, and it'll actually be full of information in about 3 days. So it's new and exciting. We're just doing the final touches on it. So keep up on Facebook and any of those websites. You'll find lots of information.
All right. That is Zebras R Us. Dominique, thank you so much. Have a great, day with your animals, and then just try to, just watch out for the lions.
And the alligator, seriously. Too. Yeah.
Alligator.
Yeah. Thank you, Dominique.
Holiday season is upon us. So if you guys want to get any of your family really cool animals, give me a call.
God, you're disturbed.
So did that make you want an alligator to go along with your giraffe?
No, but I still do want the sloth. So I'm serious about
that. I think
that.
The sloths are more my speed.
They're really slow and yes. They're awesome. And actually, if you, the baby sloths are the cutest thing ever. And actually, I've almost taken a trip down to Costa Rica just specifically to go to the baby sloth sanctuary. They have a baby sloth sanctuary. We're going to have to get them on the show. That'd be a reason I could talk to them.
There you go. I did like that Frisian. I'm not usually a big, huge Frisian guy, but that's one beautiful horse.
That's nice.
And very talk nice. About a mane. Jennifer would be after me all the time. You didn't brush his mane today.
Yeah, you'd be in big trouble. And I don't think you brush him. I think you have to finger pick him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Wow. Wow. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We will be back live here on Wednesday. We'll be talking about the weekend, the Breeders' Cup, how Jamie did at the show, all of that stuff we'll be talking about on Wednesday. So please do join us then here at Horses in the Morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. Thank you, Jamie, for doing this weird little show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to go out and ride the fighter jet who's going to practice his dressage test for Galway that when this aired already happened. It's crazy.
Well, good luck. Be safe.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great week, everybody.